So today we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, first canto, chapter number 10, text number 23. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
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 Savayam yat paddamatra suryo Jitendriya nirjita matarishvanaha Pasyanti bhakt yut kalinat malatmana Nanvesha satvang parimarshtamarhati. Here is the same Supreme Personality of Godhead, whose transcendental form is experienced by the great devotees who are completely cleansed of all material consciousness by dint of rigid devotional service and full control of the life and senses. And that is the only way to purify existence, Prabhu, as it is stated in Bhagavad Gita. The Lord can be known in His real nature by dint of pure devotional service only. So it is stated here that only the great devotees of the Lord, who are able to clear the mind of all material dust by rigid devotional service, can experience the Lord as He is. Jitendriya means one who has full control over the senses. The senses are active parts of the body, and their activities cannot be stopped. The artificial means of the yogic processes to make the senses inactive has proved to be abject failure, even in the case of great yogis like Vishvamrita Muni. Vishvamrita Muni controlled the senses by yogic trance, but when he happened to meet Menaka, a heavenly society woman, he became a victim of sex, and the artificial way of controlling the senses fail. But in the case of a pure devotee, the senses are not at all artificially stopped from doing anything. They are given different good engagements. When the senses are engaged in more attractive activities, there is no chance of their being attracted by any inferior engagements. In the Bhagavad Gita, it is said that the senses can be controlled only by better engagements. Devotional service necessitates purifying the senses or engaging them in the activities of devotional service. Devotional service is not inaction. Anything done in the service of the Lord becomes at once purified of its material nature. The material conception is due to ignorance only. There is nothing beyond Vasudev. The Vasudev conception gradually develops in the heart of the learned after a prolonged acceleration of the receptive organs. But the process ends in the knowledge of accepting Vasudev as all in all. In the case of devotional service, this very same method is accepted from the very beginning. And by the grace of the Lord, all factual knowledge becomes revealed to the heart of the devotee due to dictation by the Lord from within. Therefore, controlling the senses by devotional service is the only and easiest means. Om Jnana Timarandasha Gananjana Shalakaya Shakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurve Nama Shri Chaitanya Mano Vishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale svayam rupa kadam hayam tati svapadantikam. So, there are so many gatherings taking place on the planet Earth. Just like at the United Nations, they're having big, big meetings. The presidents of the countries and the prime ministers, they get together for big, big meetings. And all the media comes and gives it big, big coverage. So it is considered to be very, very big, important meetings going on. Corporate meetings also in the business world. But the fact is, this meeting that we're having right now is more important than all the other meetings of the mundane politicians, the businessmen, etc. What do they do at their meetings? They simply talk nonsense at them. By talking nonsense, do you know what you do? You simply call the snake of death to come and eat you. By all these big, big meetings, they're simply calling death, come and take me, come and take me, I am here. But when we discuss this Harikatha, we are calling for immortality. We are calling for deathlessness. So this is the most important meeting. Do not think because we're simply sitting here in a humble little flat in Vilnius, Lithuania, that this is not a very significant meeting. This is more significant than what's happening in the White House or the UN headquarters or the Hague or wherever you may be. This is the most important meeting in the world. When devotees gather together to hear and discuss Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam, this is the most powerful impact that one can have on this planet. The Srimad Bhagavatam is meant to revolutionize the world. So by discussing the Srimad Bhagavatam, according to the authorized version of the previous acharyas, you revolutionize your own heart and you have a revolutionary impact on this planet. So we should enter very, very seriously into this discussion. Many times my students ask me, they say, Gurudev, I'm trying so hard, but still I'm in Maya, what can I do? You simply have to try harder, that's all. If you have struggled hard to get free from the influence of the modes of nature, but you are still finding yourself to be within the modes of nature, then you simply must intensify your struggle, that's all. Just like if there's a war going on and the enemy is defeating you, what do you do? You must fight harder, that's all. So if the modes of nature are winning out in your heart, then you must fight harder. So the Bhagavatam is our weapon to enable us to win the war against Maya. So therefore we must hear it with great devotion and attention. The personality of Godhead is being described to. His form is experienced by great devotees who are completely cleansed of material consciousness. So we can ask ourselves, well, what's my problem? Why am I not directly experiencing the form of Krishna at every minute? Well, the answer is here. We're not completely cleansed of material consciousness. So that means we simply have to become more determined to cleanse the dirt out of the heart. What is that called? Anartha Nivritti. Anartha Nivritti is the fourth stage on the pathway to spiritual perfection. The first stage is you must have faith in the process. This, you must be convinced this process of Krishna consciousness works. Actually, that is a fact. This process works, there's no doubt about it. If you work the process works. If you do not work the process will not work. You simply have to follow the instructions of the spiritual master carefully. And then it is guaranteed you will get the result. So that faith is very important. That is the first step. You must have complete faith in this process. And what is the second stage? That is sadhu sangha. Devotee association. In Germany, one brahmachari asked me, where are the sadhus? He didn't realize that he was living with them. He was thinking that none of the ISKCON devotees are really sadhus, we're a bunch of ruffians. So where are the sadhus? We have to learn to see that here are the sadhus. Today I am blessed by your association. Today I am getting sadhu sangha from you. So that is the second stage, sadhu sangha. And the third stage is bhajana kriya. That means you, of all the sadhus, you find one sadhu, this sadhu will be my spiritual master. And you take shelter of him by initiation. This is the injunction of Srimad Bhagavatam. Tasmad gurum prapadyecha jigyashu shreya uttamam. If you want to actually realize that Shreya Uttamam, the ultimate benefit in life, then you must take shelter of the bona fide spiritual master by initiation. So, when you have Guru, the Guru will then instruct you. You do like this. Do this and don't do that. Do this and don't do that. So by following carefully the orders of your acharya, then you will come to the fourth stage, anartha nivritti. All the dirt will be cleansed from your heart. So that is described in this verse today. To become cleansed of material consciousness by dint of rigid devotional service. And Bhagavatam says that is the only way to purify existence. We may try other means of purifying the existence. Just like the example of Vishvamrita Muni, given here by Srila Prabhupada in the purport. He was not engaged in devotional service. But he was engaged in the rigid austerities of the Ashtanga Yoga system. Yam Nayam Asana Pratyahara Dhanana. In this way, there are 8 stages. And gradually, the yogi can come to the stage, the ultimate stage called Samadhi. In which he becomes fixed in trance on the super soul within the heart. So this Vishvamrita Muni, he had come all the way to Samadhi stage actually. So the yogi, when he reaches this advanced stage of yoga, he does all mystic powers. So Indra became fearful. Oh my God, this yogi is so powerful. He can, if I let him continue in this yogic perfection, he could easily dethrone me and take over the heavenly kingdom. What to do? He said, ah, yes, I know what I will do. There's this beautiful damsel in our beautiful heavenly courtesan, Menaka. Such a beautiful young woman. I will send her there to allure the yogi. So Vishvamrita Muni is sitting there in his samadhi, yogic trance. Then he hears this little ting, ting. The sound of Menaka's ankle bells. So immediately he thinks, oh, a woman has come. Let me see who is this woman who has come. And she was so beautiful. And he forgot all of his yoga austerities. He had sex with her, actually. And produced a very beautiful daughter, Shakuntala. But his yogic perfection was finished. Why? Because he had not gotten a higher taste. Vishayavani vartante nirahara shadehina rasavarjam rasopyasya parang drishta nivartate. That by getting a higher taste, you can give up the lower taste. So simply to deny the senses, that is artificial. The senses want some engagement. The eye wants to see something that is beautiful. The ear wants to hear something that is beautiful. The nose wants to smell some fragrant aromas. The tongue wants to taste some delicious foodstuffs. If you deny your senses, you may be successful for some time. You may be successful for some time, but the senses will be screaming and screaming at you. Give me, give me, give me, give me. So you just tell the senses to be quiet. You cannot go on like that forever. Even those who achieve the ultimate perfection of the impersonalist, to merge into Brahman, even those who achieve the ultimate perfection of the impersonal path, merging in the impersonal Brahman, even they cannot maintain that position. Aruya krichchena parang padam tada padanjuto nadrucha dushmanangriya. That is described in the Srimad Bhagavatam. But even though they fly in the sky of Brahman, patanti at hope, they fall down. Why? Because they have no regard for the lotus feet of Krishna. Unless you can get that transcendental taste for the lotus feet of Lord Sri Krishna, you cannot maintain a position in
transcendence.
By rigid austerities, you may temporarily get a sneak preview of the spiritual sky, but you can never enter into one of the planets there. So, this bhakti path, this is the proper path. The Bhagavatam verse says, Vimukti Maninas. The impersonal path is a mental liberation only. It is in the mind only. They're not actually liberated.
Sako, kad impersonalistinis kelias, išsivadavimas yra tik tais proto išgalvojimas. Tai teorinis lygis.
If you want actual liberation, you must come to the platform of devotional service. Why is that a solid position? Because that brings you back to your actual original nature. Just like here, we have one cup of water. What is the natural state of water? It is liquid. You can put that cup of water outside in the winter and it will become hard rock ice. Or you can put it on the stove and turn it into a water vapor in the air. That is artificial. But when the water comes back to its natural state, it is liquid. So, what is the natural state of the living being? In contact with the material nature, you may make him into something artificial. But that will never satisfy. Just like a fish out of water, he is never satisfied. But if you simply bring the living being back to his original natural state, then he will feel unlimited happiness at every minute. What is that called? Do you know the name? Krishna consciousness. So our movement is for bringing our members back to that original state of consciousness. So you can easily understand what is your own position. Just like when we have feasts,
Taip, kaip mes turime puodą.
You know whether you're hungry or not?
Jūs žinote, jūs alkanas ar ne?
When the servers come around with seconds, you say yes or you say no.
Kada patarnautojai vėl siūlo jums pakartoti?
Because you know your own belly.
Jūs galite pasakyti, norite ar ne, kadangi jūs...
No one has to tell you that you want some, you need some more prasadam or you don't need any more prasadam.
Nėra taip, kad kažkas turi jums patarti, ar jūs turėtumėt valgyti daugiau ar ne?
You know your belly.
Jūs jaučiate, norite ar ne?
Similarly, you can understand what is your own position in Krishna consciousness.
Taip pat jūs galite suprasti, kokia tai jūsų natūrali prigimtinė padėtis.
By how much you are free from the attraction to the objects of material sense gratification.
Kada jūs tampate laisvas nuo juslinio patyrimo objektų.
And how much you are tasting transcendental nectar while engaging in devotional service.
Ir kad jūs juntat transcendentinį nektarą užsiimdamiesi devotinės tarnystės.
No one has to tell you, Prabhu, you are blissful now.
Niekas neturi, negali jums patarti ir pasakyti, žinote, Prabhu, dabar jūs palaimingas.
If you are tasting the nectar, then you know you're tasting the nectar.
Jeigu jūs juntate nektarą, tada taip ir yra.
And if you're not tasting the nectar,
jeigu jūs nejuntate šį nektarą,
well, it's the modes of nature.
Reiškia, jūs esate gunų įtakoje.
If we're not tasting the nectar, it means we're covered by the modes of nature. That's
jeigu mes neimtume šį nektarą, reiškia, mes esame gunų įtakoje.
So, we have to get free of that modes of nature.
Taigi mes turime iš jų išsivaduoti iš gamtos patarimus.
By dint of rigid devotional service.
Savo tarnystės pagalba.
That means strictly, we must chant at least 16 rounds every day.
Tai reiškia, kad mes turėtume kartuoti kiekvieną dieną mažiausiai 16 ratų.
We must rise early in the morning and decorate, take bath and decorate our body with tilak. We must study the Srimad Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Gita. We must avoid strictly illicit sex. Meat eating. Intoxication. And gambling. You cannot mix these sinful activities. Just like when you put your gasoline in the car. You think this gasoline is so expensive. I will cut it with water. I'll put 50% water and 50% gasoline in my car.
Aš padarysiu skiedinį tokį 50 vandens ir 50 benzino.
What will happen when you try to run your automobile?
Kaip jums atrodo, kas iš to bus?
You will ruin it.
Jūs sugadinsite šitą automobilį.
So if you think, well, these regulated principles, they're so expensive, I mean, they're so difficult.
Na, taigi, jeigu jūs manote, kad šitos principus vykdyti labai sunku.
I'll just water them down, make it a little easier.
Taigi,
you know, a little illicit sex every now and then, it's okay. A little intoxication every now and then.
You know.
And, you know, we shouldn't be so hard on ourselves after all. We, you know, when they rationalize like that.
In
fact, there are people who consider themselves members of our movement who do rationalize like them. That means it's like Christian mood. The modern day Christians, they say, you don't have to follow any regulated principles. All you have to do is accept Jesus. And you will be saved. So we must be very, very careful that this sort of mentality does not enter into ISKCON. That I don't need to do any regulated principles. All I have to do is take initiation and then I'll be saved. It's described here by rigid control. By dint of rigid devotional service and full control of life and the senses. That is the only way to purify existence.
Sakom, kad atsidavimo tarnystė yra vienintelis būdas apvalyti savo jausmes.
We have to remember, Krishna says, in as much as they surrender unto me, I reward them accordingly. We cannot expect reward unless we are willing to surrender. And what does that surrender mean? That means I have to do something that I ordinarily would not like to do, like rising at 4 a.m. We encourage all of our members, those who are in the temple and living at home, that rise early, early in the morning. Complete. Prabhupada actually said, complete your rounds before sunrise. Many of my students ask me, they say, well, you know, I'm not getting any taste from the name, it's difficult to chant 16 rounds, what can I do? I tell them again and again, follow Prabhupada's instruction. Finish your rounds before sunrise. That early morning period, Brahma Muhurta, it is very, very powerful time before the sunrise. Just like when you want to spread some butter on your bread. If the butter has come out of the freezer, it is you can't spread it, it's like rock. But if the butter has been sitting in your table for some time, it is very soft butter. It spreads very, very easily. So you can butter your bread very nicely. So in the early morning, the mind is very soft. It's very easy to absorb the mind in Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare. But once the sun comes up, what mode now arrives? At sunrise, Rajaguna enters. And Brahma Muhurta goes away. It's much more difficult to chant your rounds after the sun comes up. It's 10 times easier to chant your rounds in the early morning. So we encourage everyone to follow the program that Prabhupada has given us. Rise early in the morning before the sunrise, chant 16 rounds. You can offer an arti to your altar, you sing the Gravastakam prayers. Then you can have a Tulsi arti. Then you can chant your rounds. And then you can read Srimad Bhagavatam. And then you can take your breakfast. And then you go to work. And I guarantee you, you'll be flying high the whole day. What does Krishna say? He says, rise beyond the modes of nature. So when the airline pilot is flying the plane, and he comes into a storm, what does he do? He takes the plane higher above the storm. So if you are being bothered and tormented by the modes of nature, you simply have to elevate your consciousness. How do you elevate your consciousness? You dive deeper into Namamrita. You simply have to dive deeper into the nectar of the name. By that deep diving into the nectar of the name, Your consciousness will rise beyond the influence of the mother nature. So this instruction in today's Bhagavatam verse is very, very important instruction. To engage in rigid devotional service with full control of the life and senses, because that is the only way to purify your existence. Do not be lazy in the matter of self-realization. Make the sincere endeavor. And you will taste the nectar. I guarantee. So we can ask now if there's any questions. Yes.
About higher taste, feeling higher taste in seeing, because nowadays civilization, materialistic civilization, offers a lot of attraction for the sight.
Yeah.
So how can we develop a higher taste for Krishna consciousness?
We have to relish seeing the devotees. That's why the devotees should wear tilak. If you don't wear tilak, you're Naga Baba. By a devotee decorating the forehead nicely with tilak, you see. Just like in this room, I can see how many people in this room have tilak on. It's a very small percentage. 1, 2, 3, 4. Do you have tilak on? I can't see it. You have tilak?
Yeah.
It's a little dark back there, but so there's 1, 2, 3, 4. What, 5 of us? You have? Anyone else have tilak? There's about maybe 5 of us who have tilak in the room right now. So it's not that difficult to put on tilak. And by doing so, you're offering your blessing the other devotees, because Vaishnava, the tilak sign is not different from Vishnu. So the way to get the higher taste of seeing is wear tilak. It's very simple. Wear tilak and then you will get the higher taste of seeing. Next question. Yes.
Tilak definitely should be put by Gopi Chandan or some other earth or something can be used locally.
Actually, in the beginning, you can translate. When this, in the old days of ISKCON, we didn't even know what Gopi Chandana was. Practically no one had been to India. When we, for our Japamala, we would go to some hobby store and get some. My first set of Japa beads were green, they were painted green. Even the Even the original initiated beads, I remember Satsarupa Maharaj, he had these big red beads, painted red beads. We didn't have japa mala. We would wear regular cloth. We didn't have dhotis from India. We had nothing from India except for Prabhupada. So we used to use something called Fuller's Earth for tilak. So you can use whatever is readily available. If Gopi Chandana is there, you use Gopi Chandana. It's nicest, best quality tilak is Gopi Chandana. But if you're nothing, if there's no Gopi Chandana, use whatever you can find available. Somehow decorate your body with tilak.
You are talking about the early days, but nowadays Islam is 40 years. So Gopi Chandan and all the devotional paraphernalia is available everywhere.
Yes. Well, sometimes you may be traveling and you may run out.
Still, there are stores, gift stores.
Not here.
We can always borrow from somebody.
Just like in Vrindavan, sometimes we will go on the parikrama and we take bath and we forgot our Gopi Chandan and we left it back at the ashram. If it is available, then use, definitely. But if it's not available, use something. That's my point. Her point is you should be so together that you always have it available. That's Maharaji's point. Any other questions? Yes.
Aš girdėjau, kad su vandeniu irgi gerai galima užsidėti ir tai skaitosi, kad tilaka, ar iš tikrųjų skaitosi, ar tokia apsauga duoda, kaip ir bet kokias ir vandens.
I have heard that we can put our tilaka with water. Is it good?
Well, if you have to go without tilak, then you can use water tilak. Like if you're, you know, maybe at your job they don't allow you to wear tilak, so you could put on water tilak before you go to work. You can put on regular tilak in the morning when you get up. Before you go to work, then you can put on water tilak. But my personal experience was this. When I was in my earlier days, when I was a grihastha, before I became a vanaprastha, I was working one job. And it was we were doing sales over the telephone. So I thought, well, why I should wear tilak to this job. So I wore tilak to work one day. And that day my sales went, I sold like anything. I'm so fired up with my tilak. And my boss said this. He said, I don't know what that is on your forehead. But you must wear it every day. So from then on, I always wear tilak to work. My boss ordered me to wear tilak every day to work. Next question. Come on, there's got to be more questions. Now I have to pull out my policy. Yeah, question? Yeah.
Thank you.
Tai ar reiktų skaityti Mahabharatą ir koks tas?
Kodėl šitoks
nebrai? Kodėl tai esi pat šitą?
We have mentioned this morning that we should every morning read Srimad Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Gita.
At least read one. At least in the morning, the best thing is in the morning study Srimad Bhagavatam.
But there is stated in Mahabharata that it's better to read it in a temple with an association of devotees.
Yeah, so you come to the temple if you can. That's all. If you can come to the temple, then do them. But if you're living at too great a distance, it's not practical, then you must make a temple in your own home also. You must make your own place of residence into an ashram. Yeah. Next question.
What is the ashram? What does it mean to?
Ashram
means.
What does it mean to make your home in ashram?
Yeah, that means Krishna is the center. Everything in your home is for Krishna. Shishi Gauranga Tagore Sunu Kija. If there's something in your home that not is not for Krishna, sell it or throw it away or give it away. That's all. In that way your home becomes ashram. Next question.
Jogananda's yra dievas įsivaizduojamas kaip vienas, bet jis tarsi kaip sąmonė pasklytusi po visas visatas ir turinti daug pavydalų, pavyzdžiui, kaip Krishna irgi buvo pasirodęs daugybė pavydalų, Čaitanya ir šiaip kaip pavydalų, bet tas vat, nėra tokio vienintelio, kur būtent koks tai vienintelis pavydalas kartinimas. Ar čia yra impersonalizmas, ar čia yra bet būtent pripažįstamas dievas kaip Ir turinti daugybę pavydalų gali tik pasirodyti. Tokia teorija.
Ir čia klausti, ar...
Ar čia yra impersonalizmas, ar čia yra neimpersonalizmas?
Prieš to ne vieną pavydalą, o daug.
Jo.
Prieš to pavydalas filosofija yra impersonalizmas.
Ne, ne, būtent va šitą teoriją, va, kaip aš papasakau, ar čia yra susijęs su Krishna sambra, ar čia yra visai kitas būtų.
Kas?
Būtent, kad ne vienas pavydalas pagrindinis, o daug.
Jo, kad mes, kaip garbinam Krishna, mes kaip įsivaizduojam kaip Krishna, va, kurį matome, jo pagrindinis pavydalas, bet jeigu mes garbinam kitus pavydalus, kurie galbūt nėra lygiaverčiai pačiam Krishnui kaip.
I would look, like to ask about impersonalism theory. There is stated
impersonal
theory.
Yes. Yes. There is stated that there is one sublime consciousness which pervades all and is blissful and it emanates a lot of forms of God, like Krishna or Chaitanya or something else.
All right.
And he would like to ask, is it impersonalism? Is it true that is it impersonalism?
So there is one level of spiritual realization. That is called Brahman realization. Brahman realization is perfect. And there is another stage that is called Paramatma realization. Paramatma realization is called more perfect. And there is a third stage of realization called Bhagavan realization. That is described as most perfect. So Brahman is perfect. Paramatma, more perfect. Bhagavan, most perfect. The philosophy that everything is coming from the impersonal Brahman has to be understood in the context of the fact that impersonal Brahman comes from Krishna. Krishna states in the Bhagavad Gita, Brahmano pratishtaham. That impersonal Brahman, it comes from me. Actually, that impersonal Brahman is nothing but the bodily effulgence, the aura emanating from the body of Krishna. So even if we say that everything comes from Brahman, we have to understand that Brahman comes from Krishna. So therefore ultimately everything comes from Krishna. Yes, Krishna is called Parabrahman. And it is also logical as well.
Krishna vadinamas Parabrahma, ir tai.
I can see that you are a person.
Aš galiu matyti, tai yra loginis toks būdas. Aš galiu matyti, kad tu esi asmuo.
You have a personality.
Jūs turite asmenybę.
You're a person.
Jūs asmuo.
You're not a machine.
Jūs ne mašina.
You're a real person, isn't it, in fact?
Jūs tikra asmenybė, ar tai tiesa?
Are you real?
Are you stupid?
Do you exist?
Huh?
Do you exist?
Yes.
Okay, you exist, yes. I can see that you exist. And you have confirmed that you exist. That means you are a person. So, there is an original source for everything that exists. And that source must possess all the qualities of that which is emanated from it. Just try to understand this example. If every day I come to your door and I give you 1 kilo of pure gold, every morning I show up at your door and I give you 1 kilo, a gift, 1 kilo of pure gold, you'd become very wealthy man, very fast. 1 kilo of gold is worth a lot. And finally one day you say, where do you get this gold? And I say, well, I have a secret gold mine. And that's where I get this gold from. And you say, really? How much gold do you have in that mine anyway? And I say, well, and there's really not any gold in the gold mine. You would say, come on, you're lying. There has to be gold in that mine, otherwise how are you getting the gold out of it? So try to understand this point. The original mine, the original energy mine, like a gold mine, I'm using it in allegory now. That original source from which everything is coming must possess that which it emanates. Otherwise, it cannot emanate it. So since we have already understood that you are a person, that original source of all emanations must necessarily also possess personality. And so, if it has personality, why should we call it it? If I asked you every day, how is it doing today? Would you like me to call you it? How is it doing today? Its shirt is unbuttoned today. It has on blue jeans today. It has a goatee. It has a beard. Would you like me to call you it? No, of course not. Because you possess personality. Persons like to be referred to as persons, not impersons. So, since the source of everything that exists possesses personality, otherwise it cannot emanate personality from itself. Therefore, it must be a person. And we certainly don't want to offend it by continuing to call it it. Since it has personality. So we will call it Him, Supreme Person, to offer Him proper respect. So just try to understand that even though everything may indeed emanate from the impersonal Brahma, we have to understand that even though everything may indeed emanate from the impersonal Brahma, maybe the English is a little too complicated also. Impersonal Brahman emanates from a person. Krishna. So in this way you have to understand the ultimate source of everything is God or Krishna. Any other questions?
What is recommended better to at the first Bhagavan, or should we take it by steps?
Yeah.
Ir tai žinant, ar yra rekomenduojama tyrinėti kitus aspektus Dievo.
It's true, man, that even that you know that the Krishna is supreme Godhead, to try to understand Brahman or Paramatma, even though.
To achieve Brahman or Paramatma is very, very, very difficult. But by the grace of the pure devotee, to achieve Bhagavan realization is easy. And as soon as you realize Bhagavan, automatically you realize Paramatma and Brahman. Therefore, the intelligent thing is simply to go for Bhagavan realization. This is confirmed in Srimad Bhagavad Gita. Janmanam bahunam janmanam ante gyanavan mam prapadyate vasudeva sarvamati sa mahatma sudurlabha. After many, many births and deaths, those who go after impersonal Brahman, they finally come to the point of Krishna. Such a great soul is very rare. So why should you spend thousands and thousands of births trying to realize Brahman, when you can simply chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, and realize Bhagavan? And automatically get Brahman realization at the same time. If you have $1,000,000, you also have $1,000. So your Brahman realization, that is $1,000 only. Paramatma realization, that is $100,000. Bhagavan realization, that is $1,000,000. Why you should struggle to earn $100,000 when you can easily get $1,000,000? Do you understand? Yes. So it is now 9 o'clock. So unless there's some burning question, we can stop here and re-adjourn tonight. Someone has a question they just have to ask. If not, we will gather again this evening and have we will discuss further these transcendental topics. Gantarat Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai.
Sakarshna Prabhu Maharaj ki jai.